Thank you, Justin, for coming on to Moving Thoughts.
Thanks, Mike, for having me.
So you work at Bishop University for the SRC as VP Academic. What does that job entail?
So basically, the Vice President of Academic Affairs is one of the executive cabinet members, and I work directly under the President, Taylor Johnson. My main role is to be a liaison between the student body and all the academic committees and councils on campus, so all the administration. Myself and my staff, we sit on the Senate, which is the highest academic council on the university. I sit on various other committees, evaluating committees, admissions committees, and basically I'm just a student voice to make sure that when academic decisions are being made on campus that the students' interests are represented.
So for example, what would you usually do during a Senate meeting?
Well, besides like the nitty-gritty boring stuff like reviewing programs or reviewing applicants or such, there are also a lot of subcommittees, which is where a lot of the interesting stuff happens. So right now there's a subcommittee on liberal education, what a liberal education is going to mean for Bishop's University, how we're going to move forward, and how we should reflect and look at all the different programs and just make sure that our Bishop students are graduating as engaged citizens or someone who is really prepared for the workforce.
Besides sitting on committees, what other roles do you fulfill?
Apart from all the committee work that I do, I guess one of my main roles as I see it is to really promote the academics in the Bishop's community and with the greater community, and just really make sure that the academics that are happening on campus are really being visible and promoted to all the students. You know, during September, during the Frosh Week, I instituted academic tours. So students were given a more academic-based tour. They were broken up into their specific programs, led around campus by senior students in that program. And it was just a lot more engaging and more interactive for people in that program. And I got a lot of positive feedback about that. And I really think that it was beneficial to the incoming students. There were departmental welcomes during Frosh Week. First years got to sit down with their personal chairs, got to ask direct questions, engage with the chairperson of their program. So again, just stuff like that that helps promote academics and help the first years integrate into the school. Another huge event that just recently happened at Bishop's was the debate, One Love or Big Love. It was brought on by one of the research clusters. My role was to really help organize the setup of the event. It was a huge success. I think there were about 250 people that came out to watch. Two profs and two students engaged in the actual debate. It was a huge success, and I really think it's events like this that showcase the ability of the Bishop's academics.
Now, is the debate open to just Bishop University students and faculty, or also to all members of the public?
No, I mean, anyone's more than welcome to come to the debate. It was probably this time it was more targeted towards the Bishop's community because it was actually the only second debate that we had. But in the future, I know that we will be looking outside of the Bishop's community to bring in more of an audience and to engage the community. And not only the debate, there are a lot of academic events actually that the community is welcome to come to. Of course, there's the Donald Lecture Series, which always draws in a big crowd. And also there are events such as Research Week, which happens at the end of the winter semester. It showcases all the honors projects that happened throughout the year from senior students, research by profs. And it's just a really great opportunity to get out there and see what's actually happening at Bishop's University.
So if listeners want to learn more about these events and also when they take place and where they take place, where can they go?
One great place to look for the dates of these events and where they're happening is the SRC website, which is located at busrc.com. It's a great place to find all the different events, times, schedules, and also it's a great place to learn more about the SRC in general and what we're about at Bishop's. So that's www.busrc.com.
For your position, you also oversee academic clubs. Could you maybe describe what they are and what their purpose is?
Sure. The academic clubs are basically just a group of students from usually a particular program or who are interested in a particular subject And they come together. They'll have semester like meetings a few times a semester. They'll have social events. So basically, it's just a great way to get students together with in a group with a common interest. They might hold a wine and cheese. They might invite profs to their events. And really, they're just beneficial for students to learn how to interact with their professor or someone who's not their peer in a professional way while still maintaining a social atmosphere. Plus, they're just they're a great way to distribute information. Different groups have various ways of communication, Facebook pages, and so on. So I know I'm a member of the biology club. We have a Facebook group, and often there'll be different articles posted or something that the students might be interested in. And I know that there are all the different academic clubs. There's the Ing Lit Club, the sociology club. There's, again, the biology club, the pre-med club. There's all these different clubs which represent the different programs here at Bishop's.
So everyone has a story about coming to Bishop's, where they heard about it when they first arrived, the journey that they took to come here and be here. What's your story about coming to Bishop's?
Right. Okay. Well, I come from a small town in Nova Scotia, Windsor, if anyone's familiar with the Maritimes. And I come grade 12, I knew I wanted to go to university, but I just had no idea where. I was talking to my guidance counselor about McGill, and I started filling out the application. And she kind of, you know, asked why McGill specifically. And my only legitimate answer was, it's not in the Maritimes, and it's the, you know, one of the closest English-speaking universities that wasn't in Nova Scotia or New Brunswick. I knew I wanted to get away from home. All my friends were going to universities in Nova Scotia. So I knew that I wanted an experience that was going to let me, you know, get out and see a bit of the country before, you know, I settled into a full-time job or, you know, whatever comes after university for me. So I told her, you know, that that was my only reason for applying to McGill, and she suggested Bishop's University. And I'm not going to lie, I had no idea what Bishop's University was. So she gave me the info booklet, and I took it home with me. I started flipping through it, and I started thinking to myself, this place looks like it, you know, it could be the right fit for me. So I started looking it up on the online. I looked at the website, and I talked to my parents, and eventually I decided that this was probably the best fit for me. I applied, I got accepted. I never even came in for a tour, and in September I showed up, and that was that.
So how would you describe your experiences at Bishop's University as a whole throughout your journey here?
Wow, big question. You know, it's really hard to sum up what a Bishop's experience means for somebody. It's, you know, I truly believe that everyone has their own Bishop's experience and that everyone's path to graduation is unique. I guess that's the great thing about Bishop's. You can do almost anything you want in the school. Somehow Bishop's is going to support you in any initiative. So really taking a unique path to graduation is probably the easiest thing in the world. For me, I think the biggest part of my Bishop's experience has been just learning that you have to balance everything in your life has to be balanced if you want to be successful at anything. You do have to be able to sit down and commit to your work, but at the same time, you have to know how to go out and interact with people outside of your small world of, you know, your friends. You have to be able to interact with the professor professionally in the classroom, but then socially when you engage them outside of the, you know, the university. So I guess the biggest thing for me is just learning how to interact with various people at various situations, balancing my schoolwork, my social life, and really just learning how all this fits together so that I can be, you know, a citizen of a greater community.
During your time here at Bishop's, I know many students travel outside the Bishop's bubble, as it's called, to many different areas and different places to be. Could you maybe give us your thoughts on that idea and also some places around Bishop's University in Eastern Townships that you think students and even people who live in Eastern Townships should go and visit?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I was here all last summer. I was stayed here and worked. So there's a lot outside of the Bishop's in Lenoxville community that I didn't even know was here. There's always, you know, North Hatley's a beautiful place to go visit. There's bike trails, there's walking paths, there's, you know, in the winter there's Bromont night skiing. There's all, you know, there's so many ski hills around here. So if you're a skier or snowboarder, I mean, this is really a great place for you. But I mean, also the Eastern Townships has so many recreational activities that I sometimes think students forget about, because we do live in the Bishop's bubble where, you know, our lives don't extend past Lenoxville. So, I mean, be it summer or winter, there's so many recreational events that, you know, you can partake in that it's, I really think that more people should go out into the greater area and see what there is to find.
What are some upcoming events on campus that you think that those from the Lenoxville Sherbrooke community should know about and maybe even attend?
Sure. Upcoming in November, there's going to be another debate at the gate. Again, prof students are going to come out and debate on a topic which has yet to be decided. Hopefully we'll be able to draw out huge crowds, and I really encourage anyone from Lenoxville or Sherbrooke to come out and watch. It's going to be a great time, really entertaining and informative. Also in November, we have Margaret Somerville coming, and brought to you again by the Donald Lecture Series. As always, the community is more than welcome to come, and it should be a really great talk. And also from the Donald Lecture Series, we have Reverend Jesse Jackson, who will be coming later in February. There's a lot going on at Bishop's, and if anyone's looking for more information, they can check out the Bishop's University website, www.ubishops.ca, or again, they can check out www.busrc.com.
Thank you very much, Justin, for coming on The Moving Thoughts and sharing your thoughts with us. I hope you have a good day, and hope to hear from you again soon.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Mike. It was a pleasure. Anytime.